This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Old school, we're back. Second segment, 4 o'clock hour. Obviously, NCAA talk and a little bit of Big 12 here. We'll get to that soon. But reading some of the texts. Unknown texter 5703 says, "You would think this deal would kill a lot of future recruiting for Florida." Yes, you would, unless they just say, "Hey, listen, that was the past. We rectify it. This is what we've made some adjustments," or whatever you want, how you want to dice it up, and this is what we can guarantee you, and just really be upfront with people. Nobody's going to walk away from, like my mom said, those greenbacks.
but it should
because if it's truly just the collective, it's a bad look for the football program or in the athletic department as a whole, because mm-hmm. as a basketball player, say if I'm there, and one just transferred, actually was to Kansas, but actually ends up in Mississippi State. I think his last name is Krugel, and he
Riley Krugel. Riley, yep.
He originally transferred from Florida to Kansas, and he's a starter. He averaged like 11 and a half mm-hmm. points. Then Kansas had a really good, you know, transfer portal year, and then he obviously is at Mississippi State now. There was rumblings about the lack of NIL support there for a player that is an ascending player. And if I'm an athlete there, I would question every single month that am I going to get the check that we're supposed to be getting, even if the deal is signed. Mm-hmm. Because, and you know, look, there's two sides to every story, right? Obviously, both sides feel like they have some meat on the bone for their side of the story. But you know that Florida pulled the rug on them. You know that for a fact, based on Lagway and all this other stuff. So there's probably some players that have never had a problem with them. Some players have. The problem is like they always say, the best marketing, the best way to grow your business is word of mouth. The word of mouth right now is Florida's a dirty program, and they're not handling their business. They're not on the up and up. They're not winning. And when you're winning, you could probably get away with a lot of stuff. And so it's a tough situation for them, but they feel like. But I would probably tell you they earned it all they want, and we'll see how it shakes out. But it's not. Listen, for Napier, if the seat was on, I would say with your butt warmers, their seat warmers. If you have four levels, just say if it was like a moved up to two, you're at four right now, and your car was just outside 90 degree heat without the window shield.
Think about Florida in its last few head coaches, Jay. I mean, you start with Napier here, right? Maybe doing too much in recruiting, maybe knowing some stuff he shouldn't know, making promises he shouldn't make. Before him, Dan Mullen.
Yeah.
Who had the reputation of the exact opposite, not recruiting.
Mm-hmm. Do what he didn't want to
anymore.
Didn't
want to. Yeah. Right? That's why he, not actually quit on Florida, but if you don't want to recruit, that's quiet quitting, right? Yeah. We know how important it is in college sports,
and let's also not forget that when they went through a rough patch, he blamed it all on the coaches. said they weren't doing their job and fired Todd Grantham, who was who he brought, and he fired the offensive coordinator and the offensive line coach that actually came to Florida and turned down a bigger job based on his friendship and relationship with a coaching friendship and relationship and respectability from Dan Mullen. So that's also, and let's not forget my man Shark Anando. That's actually up at Central Michigan.
Yeah.
Right? Let's not forget him. McElwain that was there. And then remember, it wasn't his wife selling barbecue sauce or something like that. He was successful at the beginning, that it turned quickly like that. Like, listen, we don't need any more of your barbecue sauce when you ain't winning. and they had the pool incident.
You didn't cook your meat right anyway, so the sauce didn't cover it.
Yeah, man. We wanted a medium, and you gave us some well-done steaks, and you got to get up. But it was something also with, like, in the pool, you know, with that. They haven't had, and then let's not forget the after effects of Urban Meyer and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It has not been a good run of Florida for quite some time.
No, they have a lot to figure out, and it's not getting better, right? I think Florida is maybe an example that you can't just throw money at a problem for it to fix itself. You actually have to have good people, good leadership in place, obviously in the football facilities, but in the collective as well. I mean, you can't throw on money you don't have. I mean, that I feel like that's
you should know. Checks and balances, right?
Yeah. Didn't have that in collectives, didn't have that on the coaching staff. And like you said, it's one thing if they're winning.
Yeah.
Right? It's, oh, sorry, you know, we can't pay your 14 mil. We actually have to spread it out around a little bit more of the roster.
Yeah.
Apparently that's not happening.
Yeah, it's not. But, well, first of all, he Florida knew the price tag because he already had a deal in $9.5 million with Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So don't act like you didn't know what the price. You're not going to get him to go to Florida for $10 million. You got to up it. So you
gave him another half, essentially.
Yeah, so you know you're in trouble. And how much trouble? Downtown Scott says maybe you cover this, but the fact that he's suing the head coach is interesting. Coach isn't supposed to know, right? That's a great question, because the fact that he's suing the head coach, meaning that there was the head coach obviously violated what he's not supposed to. Florida's in trouble. If they do not win this year, and also Napier's gone, he won't make it. He won't make it to Thanksgiving.
No.
And if he does, it's just sitting duck. But more importantly for them, their first game, they got to face them Canes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
they got to face
them Canes. And so normally when you're facing a rival, obviously you expect to win, you want to win, but you understand, look, if Miami's a little bit better, then you're like, okay, it's a hard game to start, the first game. Mm-hmm. We've been here, right? It's in Nebraska.
Right.
Well, the fact that you're not doing things on the up and up with your NIL, then people are going to start.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Start looking at you as a coaching staff, and then you're gonna dive into, okay, how long are you, were you in the office? How has you and your staff and your athletic or your football staff and everything, how you treated people? Have you done everything you said you were supposed to do inside the building? Then you're gonna start to canvass the players, right? Especially the ones exiting and the one that are just getting here, mm-hmm. right? Because you want to be able to have a realistic ones that are going out and the ones in. Is there a contrast or is there a commonality, right? And so they are in trouble. I mean, that staff is in trouble. The best thing they could do is put all their efforts into putting out their best foot forward. They can't go back and change it. The only thing they can do is rectify and do what they can do the best, and that's coach this team up, developing them, and getting them ready to have a successful season. Not that it will go away, mm-hmm. but it will be less of a burden if you start to put a good football product out there on the field.
It'll at least seem like less of a burden, because like you said, it's not going anywhere. It's still going to be there. And I love your perspective on this too, because I think on the one hand, these issues would at least seem to go away if they're winning. But I also think that winning programs are either
not doing it. You're not doing it.
Like you said, you're on the up and up.
You're not doing it.
So it's already a big deal, but it doesn't blow up in your face because you make it such a big deal internally.
Yeah, if you're a winning pro, you're not doing that. You're just not.
You don't need to look desperate.
It doesn't matter what sport you're in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's professional or college. And I'm going to say this again. College is professional sports. The ones that are like the NFL and all the top leagues, that's entertainment. Okay, they're obviously professional, but they're in it. It's entertainment, right? It doesn't matter if you're in an if your organization is not doing the little things, it will eventually come to light on the field. It just does. Mm-hmm. It's your DNA. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Alabama kind of copycatted what Coach Osborne and everything that everybody in that building had a purpose to doing the best job they could to win. So if you're not paying your bills, or if you're making empty promises, or you're, you know, funny with the money, you're supposed to just say you're supposed to send $10 and you send $5 and you look at them like, I don't owe you $5. That means you're not going to deliver on the field eventually. It will trickle down to the field, mm-hmm. because then some I's won't be dotted, some T's won't be crossed. You'll lose the trust. Word of mouth, you know, spreads like wildfire. And then, you know, then you now you now as a football staff, I guess, you have given the powers that be to get you up out of town. Because you know what? You could just play devil's advocate. Just say he didn't know. It's hard because he got sued. But let's just say he didn't say that, right? And he didn't do it. And the young man is not telling, you know, the truth. But just say they didn't know. And you're doing everything you can since then. Then you have a more chance to really, you know, keep your head above water and mm-hmm. survive this thing. But just say you did know, and you haven't done the little things internally, right? You're in trouble because if you haven't done this type of stuff, he's not the only one, mm-hmm. right? And now here's also where you're in trouble. You have to be able to appeal to the people that you need to. That's the boosters, alumni, or people that are influential in the decision making. You have to. Mm-hmm. And nobody likes giving their money to a university that's not using their money as they should. Mm-hmm. Because nobody, you know, if you're donating to NIL, you know it's going to the players. If it's not going, or if you're making empty promises, they're going to pull back on the purse strings.
They absolutely will, because I think an underutilized maybe sort of analogy would be like a bank. Yeah. If you're going to give to a university, put your money in that bank, you expect it to do something. It's not just going to sit there. What is the bank, what is the university using your money for? Is it being productive, right? Yeah. That's how banks make money. They use your money.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And you would think as a fan or a booster, a collective, if you're supporting this school by giving it money, you would like to see the school be successful.
Yeah.
So make sure that you and the university are using your money right.
It's no different that if we all gave a whole bunch of, we started collecting 93.7 the ticket, and we get there and we say, we want you to have the best whatever position, and they're taking the money, and they're not getting good players. Mm-hmm. That's no different.
No.
Right? The only thing flip side is that you're partnering with a collective that's not doing what they said they were supposed to do. So, you know, winning in this situation won't cure everything. It will lessen the burden, but then also it would differentiate yourself from the collective that's now defunct in some of the powers that be. The only problem is there's one thing that connected both of them, and that's the head coach. So, you know, I don't know if there's record. I don't know if you go into a head coach and it's like, you know, like the body cam with Scottie Scheffler just magically goes out, or do you have these conversations, you know, recorded? It's interesting, man. I think it's a big deal.
And it's not going away.
It's not going away. And stories like this story here, will continue to rear its ugly. One, when things are filed, whether you got to you got to answer some of the allegations, right? Or in this silly board time of when school's out and there's a dead period to about 2 weeks before you open camp.
It's right? Like 3 months.
People got to have something to write about. Let's check on something. Let's maybe get an interview. And so forth and so on. We're going to take a quick break, and then right in the short segment, I'm going to give my thoughts on how it affects Georgia moving forward because of, you know, the way that they do things down there, and they like to have things, you know, buttoned up. So Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
A lot of smart people don't feel smart about their money. We have so many questions. Is a prenup a good way to start a marriage? Can I afford my dream home? And how do I leave a legacy for my children? Morgan Stanley has a podcast to help. On What Should I Do With My Money? You can listen in on real people asking the same questions you have and getting helpful answers from experienced financial advisors. Find and follow What Should I Do With My Money to get the answers you need to feel smart about your money.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.